episode number 262, American Pride Camaro.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And Jason is via remote this week, cruising back from the good old NEOCC show in Ohio.
Right.
How far are you from home, Jason? About 4 hours?
Like about 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Not too bad.
Yep. I'm somewhere here in Ohio enjoying the awesome Ohio highway because Michigan roads bite.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So that's probably going to be the topic of our show, at least the main part of our show this week, is the NEOCC show. So tell us how the show was. How was the weather? How was the turnout? How was everything about the show?
I was just as good as last year, if not better. The wife and I, we rolled in Friday night after enjoying some fine nighttime scenery that we didn't plan for, thanks to the construction at the turnpike where you just get off. But, you know, we made it in. We got checked into the hotel. I was greeted by the usual gang, including our bud, our good friend Scott Settlemeyer. He was there out in his parking lot, out in the parking lot with the rest of the crew. And we had a little bit of chatting going on. Then we all went inside Saturday morning, got up bright and early, and had a great breakfast at the hotel and headed over to the show.
Nice.
I got to tell you, the Summit, you know, Racing headquarters is just such an awesome place to have the show. Got checked in, started cleaning up the car, ran the 2010 the underscore Fit Gen there and parked next to him for the first day. And just did the thing, man. Did the show and shine and did the meet and greet with everybody. Ran into Pete Massica, ran into the SLP Performance Parts folks. Scott Settlemeyer was there. No one else from GM was there this time around.
Oh, okay.
But it was overall just pretty good. The weather was a little questionable at one point on Saturday. And it did rain Saturday night. And I got to tell you, the Covercraft car cover that I bought that I talk about when somebody says, you know, what kind of car cover should I get? And I recommended to get that one.
Yeah.
It did awesome.
Nice.
It was actually kind of hypnotic because the water would bead up and streak off like it was like mercury. I had to take a video of it. It was so cool.
Wow. So it doesn't soak in the water.
No. In fact, that's the weird part is that it did leak through some seams, I think, like, you know, but not everywhere. It did an awesome job. So I'll be talking about that a little later. I actually took a video of the water like running off it, and it was almost hypnotic. Like it looked like it was computer generated.
Huh.
It was pretty cool. So I couldn't be happier with this car cover, and it did its job. I've never had it out in the rain before. And then it cleared up, and then Sunday morning we got up and had another breakfast that couldn't be beat, and went in and back into the Summit Racing headquarters there and finished up the show. It was an awesome show. Great weather today. I actually took a walk around the Summit building. And it took me almost exactly 9 minutes to walk around at a pretty decent pace.
Well,
and I videotaped the whole thing with my iPhone.
It was like, I mean, last year we described it as like a Costco, but for auto enthusiasts.
Yeah, the Costco was like 20 times bigger than what a Costco is.
Yeah.
Huge. Or Sam's Club if you don't have Costco in your area.
Yeah, okay.
It was a great show. The best part about that show is that it's all the proceeds go to the ABCB. I think it is the American Center for Burn the Son of a Gun. I forgot exactly what it is. Hey, we got a special guest in the studio, Chris.
We do?
In the 600 horsepower mobile studio. That's right. My lovely wife Valerie is sitting next to me. She's doing her homework. She's being very studious. But honey, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Val.
Get that? Okay.
Hi.
Honey, what was it? ABCB? American Center for...
American Burn
Center for Children, I believe.
Right.
Anyway, all the proceeds go to that. So it's a really awesome cause. And that's why we really encourage people, if you couldn't make it this year, definitely go next year.
Okay, cool. Was there awards or anything like that handed out this year?
Absolutely. And what's cool is that they do it a little differently. There is no real first place, second place, third place. It's just there's five different categories, obviously, for the five generations of F-bodies, which includes Firebirds, of course. And then there's just 20, like the top 20 get a plaque. It's all the, you know, top 20 award, which is really cool because it doesn't really, you know, it takes the competition out of it and reminds people that it's just for a good time and you get a little something for your effort if you make the top 20. And oh, then there was a best of show for each generation, so there's five of those as well.
Very cool. Did you bring home any awards?
I did make the top 20, yeah.
Nice. Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
So are they going to be doing this again next year?
I sure hope so, because you know I'll be going back. Hopefully you can make it this year, Chris.
Yeah.
Next year, Chris.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll have a lot more information on their website at neocc.org. So
that's right.
We can talk about it more next week, too, when you're in the studio here.
Cool, cool.
Okay, let's move on and talk about something else this week in the show. This kind of coincides with the first topic we were talking about, and that's the NEOCC show. The American Pride Camaro was debuted at the show. Can you tell us about what this Camaro means and what does it look like?
It's really hard to explain without being able to just have somebody see it in person. It's a 2010, or I believe it's 2011, possibly, Camaro. They just rolled it in as the clear coat was drying. I've seen cars like this before, but never to this level of detail. It's, you know, one of the tribute car to America's Armed Forces and America's history of the armed forces and, you know, where our country began. And it's like a mural all the way around, and well, every real paintable surface of the car on the exterior is covered. And you start at the passenger side rear quarter there, and as you work your way around, it pretty much tells American history in picture form all the way around. It's just a magnificent piece of rolling artwork. And this was commissioned to be done, and it's going to travel around the country at various auto shows. So if you got one of these shows in your area where it's going to be, you guys, our listeners, they need to see this car in person. Pictures and words cannot fully explain it. It's just incredible, the detail and the artwork. It's just incredible. It starts, you know, with the Declaration of Independence all the way wrapping around to the current happenings going on and the endings in Iraq, and, you know, a real tribute to our soldiers and our armed forces, the people that, you know, risk and sacrifice for our freedoms. And that's why it was called American Pride. And I'm very, very proud and happy to say that I named the car. Scott Settlemyer asked us, the disciple, you know, he says, quick, I need a name for this car, and I need it fast. And so he shot an email out to us that said that, and we all shot back. And I was the first one to say American Pride. And I wasn't the only one, though. But so that's what it's called, American Pride, man. And it really exemplifies that.
Very cool. We got an email this week from Scott announcing this, and in the email he said the unique Camaro will appear at many Chevrolet events and displays also, and will be used to promote the brand's military discount program. A special Camaro with an American military theme has traveled the country in a similar fashion over the past year and will be sold at an upcoming Barrett-Jackson car auction, with proceeds going to a military charity. The new 2011 American Pride Camaro will see similar duty over the next year. So there you have it. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, and I believe a high-ranking official just dedicated a flag to the car, and that's going to travel with the vehicle.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a really, really cool piece for, you know, to show our respect and our appreciation for everybody, for all that they do. It's something you got to see. You got to see in person.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Let's see. Moving on here. Hey, a YouTube video was released this week from your little disciple gathering in Milford.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you were one of the feature talkers in there.
Yeah, the sun was in my eyes, so I looked like Gilbert Gottfried.
Talking about how you like to put your thumbprint or your print on the Camaro.
Yeah, I like to put, you know, I use that term a lot. I get to put my thumbprint, so to speak, on something. You know, and that's what's really cool about being a disciple, is we get to be a part of things. We get to, you know, have the pride of being able to say, I was a part of that. I helped make something happen, something cool. So, yeah, it's a neat video. There's some other disciples there. And I think right around the 50 to 52 second mark or something like that, you might see a glimpse of something. No, it's not a Z28.
Well, I know what we did glimpse is other cars that you may have driven there. Most notably a CTS-V.
Yeah, and it was a true CTS-V. It wasn't another car that looked like a CTS-V.
Cool.
It was pretty cool. You know, the idea was to get us to drive other things that we may not have normally had a chance to drive and see how they compare.
Including Mustangs?
There was a Mustang convertible there, and a lot of the disciples had thoughts on that. They compared the Mustang convertible to the Camaro convertible in a hands-on drive, and we could definitely tell a difference and an improvement in the Camaro.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who haven't seen it, I'm going to link it up in the show notes. It's just a couple-minute video, but take a look at it. It gives you a really cool insight as to what the disciples got to play with and do over at the Milford. So let's move on here. This is probably going to be a shorter show today just because you're remote. I can't see you. We tried to get this all put together while you're on the road. So let's see. Oh, I've been hearing this. Now, I want you to give me your opinion on this.
Uh-oh.
I'm hearing dealerships are starting to take pre-orders for Z28 Camaros. What do you think of that?
Well, this is just a repeat of what they did in, 2008 or 9, where they were starting to take deposits on the Camaro. No, it was 2006.
Yeah, right after that. Yeah, right after it was debuted. So like, oh,
yeah, and they're taking deposits on a Camaro car that wasn't even approved yet, which is the same situation again.
It doesn't exist.
That's funny. That's just fun. I don't even think it technically exists on paper yet, or if it will. I mean, if it is too, I don't know if it's. Never mind. You guys know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Who would be a good guy to ask about this?
Who?
John Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Fitzy?
Oh, Fitzy.
Yeah. We'll have to ask him about that.
I think about this. I'm putting him on the spot again, and he's going to give me hell the next time I see him.
Yeah, probably.
I got to tell you, I just think it's a bad idea. It's just kind of like a publicity / sales stunt. If you're really bent on getting bent on the car, sure, by all means, go put your deposit out on something that's a... It could be just a figment of somebody's imagination or a theory. So, I don't know. I think it's silly. I wouldn't do it myself. No way.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think about it?
Well, you know, this week we had a voicemail, but due to technical difficulties with you on the road, and you're not going to be able to hear it, only me, and it's not fair if you can't hear it as well. So, what we're going to do is save that for next week.
All right.
But in the meantime... if you guys have any questions or want to drop us an email, you can do that, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, we did have an email this week, so I'm going to go ahead and read it. Okay, this is one you forwarded over to me. Apparently someone emailed you from PhantomSS.com.
Okay,
this one says, CamaroZ28.com. I would like to see somebody out there, people interested in 2010-2011 Camaros, put some true retro looks on these Camaros. The part that needs the most work is the taillight panel. Look at what John Lingenfelter did for his remake of a Trans Am. I think there are a lot of true Camaro fans out there that feel the same as me. I own a 67 SS350, so I am very disappointed with the body styling that is on the 2010-2011 Camaro. I test drove a 2011 SS, and it's a very nice car in the engine. Transmission and other mechanical workings of the car is great, but I just can't tolerate that body styling and that ugly center pod in the interior. Please help this car what it truly needs, and that is a retro look. This comes from Gary S. Meredith, and he even includes his phone number for ideas if we want to call him. Yeah, a lot of people... I wouldn't say a lot of people, but there are some true, like, purists, I guess you would say, of the first-gen Camaro who don't feel that this car is retro enough. But I don't think that's the whole point of this car, is to be pure retro.
I agree.
I mean, it takes styling cues from the first-gen as well as several other generations and other things to put this car together. So I don't know if I'm going to have to agree with Gary S. Meredith that he's very disappointed with the body style. I love it. I absolutely love the car. I think it's a perfect iteration from all the generations for the fifth gen. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's just one opinion versus another, and I can see why somebody would say that, but you're right. I think Settlemyer said himself, along with Fitzpatrick and Cheryl Pilcher, that the car really wasn't meant to be retro. It was meant to show some heritage, you know, show some lineage, if you will, you know, in the family of generations going through, but it wasn't supposed to be a true throwback, if they say that. However, here at the NEOCC, there were two Camaros there by a company called RetroKit, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And I believe it was the owner of the company or representative of the company was a very, very nice guy. I didn't catch his name, but I did chat with him a little bit. And he had two of them there that had their I don't remember if they had a rear-end treatment other than like a chrome bumper type thing that made it simulate the rear chrome bumper of a first-generation Camaro. But the front of it definitely really was restyled entirely to really look very, very, very similar, almost identical to a first-gen Camaro, including hideaway headlights. Now, I can't say I'm the biggest fan of this, but it did look good as far as the standpoint of accuracy and quality of materials. You know, it was really close to the real deal, you know. So it's available. It's out there. I believe it's kind of expensive. I think $8,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
The front end portion alone. Yeah, but it's very nice for what it is. Even if you don't like how it looks on the new body style car, it does look very nice on its own right. So there's a solution for Gary right there. If he's willing to write the check, he could have something extremely unique.
Or you can just go out and buy an old 1967 Camaro and throw an LS3 in it and be done with it.
That's usually what I say. I mean, if I want it to look like a first gen, I'd rather just have a first gen. There's enough technology out there to where you can really make it be a pretty damn cool cruiser and still be a first generation Camaro.
No kidding. Yeah. Didn't we go to a press conference in SEMA for a company that brought out a 60... Was it a 67 or a 69 Camaro with the full fifth gen computer and transmission engine all in there? Was it Fessler?
I don't remember if it was Fessler or if it was somebody along those lines, one of high end auto, custom auto builders. It was very, very cool. I mean, it's cool to see stuff like that. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I know if you got the money, someone will build it for you.
Especially guys like
Bedford. Exactly.
If you write a big enough deck, and they'll make it any way you want it.
Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, actually, I almost did too. I met a listener at the show yesterday.
Excellent.
On Saturday. Yeah, his name was Jeff, and he was really cool. He came up to me, and he wanted to thank me for mentioning how great I thought the new Chevrolet Cruze is, because he works on that assembly line.
Nice.
And he echoed, yeah, this is going to be a great car. And he says, I'm not saying that just because I work on it. I really believe it is. And now there's that commercial that's coming out with Tim Allen doing the voiceover for it. And the reviews are starting to trickle in, and they're comparing it to a Cadillac as far as the interior goes.
Wow. Yeah, I saw those commercials on TV last night.
Yeah, pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
So here's a shout-out to Jeff, man. Keep building great cars. And we're awfully proud of you guys for helping assemble what could really pull Chevrolet out of the hole.
Heck yeah.
Look like one.
Thanks for listening, Jeff. We appreciate it. Well, I think that's all we got this week. I know we're about 10 minutes shorter than we normally go, but we'll be back next week in full force here.
Yeah, and thanks for Gary for writing in, by the way.
Yep. All right.
All right. I guess I'm going to have to pay attention to the road now. I've been looking at it since the whole time we've been talking.
Yeah?
Oh, by the way, I'm doing about 120. That's the cool part.
Oh, cool. So you're doing the podcast, doing about a $120.
No, I'm actually surprisingly pretty darn close to the speed limit. I don't want to have any issues.
Too many cops out there?
There's a few. All right, well, thanks for letting me call in remotely, and everybody, I'll be back in the studio, I should be next week, and we'll talk to you then. Get your voicemails and emails in.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.